Reporters Without Borders issued its annual report on press freedom around the world. The study rates countries based on everything from persecution of journalists and outright censorship to public access to government information.
The United States dropped in its ranking this year, down from 32nd to 46th in a list of 180 countries. And the report was critical of the Obama administration for its treatment of journalists and their sources, especially related to national security issues.
Delphine Algon joins us now. She's the U.S. Director for Reporters Without Borders. Delphine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of things do you evaluate in this 2014 World Press Freedom Index?
So every year we publish this ranking since 2002, and we have one full-time statistician working on it. We take into account seven criteria. One, qualitative, the number of arrests, journalists detained, threatened, or even killed. And six, qualitative criteria, if I can say. We take into account the pluralism in the media, the degree of self-censorship, the quality of infrastructure, the transparency, the legislative framework, and things like that. These criteria give a score to each country, and the score gives the ranking. To be very short.
Well, let's focus in on the United States. The report was critical in a handful of areas. What are some of the big problems that that led our ranking to go down here in the United States?
Yeah, so to explain this very significant decline this year, you can just have in mind that 2013 really showed that in the U.S., whistleblowers are the enemies. And whistleblowers are fundamental to investigative journalism. Leaks are really the lifeblood of investigative journalism, especially in a country where almost all information related to national security is classified and considered secret. So it seems very clear that this crackdown against whistleblower is designed to restrict all but officially approved version of events. Just a reminder that, you know, eight whistleblowers have been charged under the Espionage Act since Obama took office in 2009, which is the highest number of prosecution with all the previous U.S. administration combined. So it's not a coincidence. It's a clear strategy. And that's how 2013 will remain the year of the AP scandal. You remember when the Department of Justice acknowledged that it has seized the news agency phone records. 2013 will be remembered as the year where whistleblower Manning was condemned to 35 years in prison. And on the top of that, 2013 will also be remembered for the revelation of Edward Snowden, who exposed the NSA master surveillance method. So all these reasons explain the significant decline this year of the United States.
You were critical of the Bush administration, Reporters Without Borders was in the past. Do you see improvement or decline into the Obama administration?
As surprising as it is for us and for everybody, we actually see a decline in the behavior of the Obama administration, and we were not expecting it. So it as I said, it was very surprising to see that the Obama administration is much more aggressive to defend national security image and reputation than the Bush administration was. And under the Bush administration, only three whistleblowers were prosecuted. And according to what national security reporters are telling us, believe the Obama administration, who claim to be the most transparent one, is actually the one who limits the most the access to information.
But isn't there a tough balancing act here? Governments want to keep some classified information secret, especially as it relates to counterterrorism, to national security. Whistleblowers, if they reveal that information, in some cases are technically breaking the law. Don't they have an interest in prosecuting and protecting those secrets?
Yes, of course, we completely agree that there are some information we should not be public, but I think for the protection, for the safety of the nation, of course. But I think that most of the recent leaks had huge interest for the public. And we can see that maybe with the reaction of the Edward Snowden revelation would completely shake the Congress and the administration. And we see that the Congress is now trying to regulate more the NSA surveillance. So we see that it has more than public interest. It completely shake all the system.
In the report, in the section on the United States, the phrase bad example is used. Why is what we do here when it comes to press freedom important to the rest of the world?
Because the U.S. Should be a leading example in matters regarding press freedom or internet freedom, because the U.S. are looked by every country, every authoritarian regime, and they're supposed to be an example. So if the U.S. are not showing and being the best of the class, if I want to say, it completely crashed its strength as a strong foreign policy. So because if the United States are not the example to follow, then the authoritarian regime, they have nobody they could be compared to. So if the U.S. are now doing the same thing that authoritarian regime, where are we going?
Are there countries that you would point to as a positive example of moving in the right direction over the last couple of years on press freedom?
Yes, we saw some improvements, by example, in Latin America, where we observed a very impressive decrease of violence. And also we observed this kind of improvement in countries like Panama, Dominican Republic, Bolivia, and Ecuador. So that is very, very positive. This last year, we also saw a big improvement in South Africa, who implemented some very positive legislation. So there's always some positive improvement every year.
And what do journalists face in some of the countries toward the bottom of the list? What kind of challenges to press freedom, or maybe complete lack of press freedom, do you see around the world?
At the bottom of our index remain some countries like Eritrea, North Korea, Turkmenistan, Syria, China, Iran. In some of these countries, there's no press freedom at all, and the strongest censorship is when a journalist is killed, which is the case every year in these countries. The journalists are killed, they are detained. Just to remember you that since the Syrian crisis started, at least 130 news providers have been killed. And right now, there's at least 16 foreign reporters we are missing, detained, or kidnapped in Syria. Among them are two Americans, James Foley and Austin Tice. And we don't have to forget about them, because we're still looking to hear news from them.
Kind of a fundamental question. Press freedom can be a kind of an abstract concept. What do we as citizens of a country get from having more, or what do we lose in having less press freedom?
Yeah, so we have to understand, and I think we all understand, that press freedom is the freedom which allows us to verify the existence of all the other freedom. That's why it's so essential to any democracy, and that's why it is the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, because the people who wrote the U.S. Constitution, they understood the importance of press freedom. And as I said, press freedom is the freedom which allows us to verify the existence of all other freedom.
I know we've spent time on the United States, other particular countries around the world. Maybe this is too big a question. I don't know. Is it possible to get a sense of if worldwide we're moving in a positive direction toward more press freedom, or if you see the world as a whole backsliding?
Unfortunately, in as a general overview, the situation is declining overall. And I really want to highlight maybe a few countries very shortly. It's very important to understand what is happening in countries like Vietnam, because we talk a lot about China, but actually the same things or crackdown is happening in Vietnam. 34 bloggers are right now in jail in Vietnam. It is important to have in mind that Turkey, which is supposed and that we want to be a strong democracy in the region, Turkey is actually one of the biggest jails for journalists in the world. Maybe if I want to highlight also some cases in Europe, the economic crisis had a huge impact on press freedom in Europe. And the worst example is Greece. Greece fell many, many places this year. So there's many tendencies, and unfortunately, the economic crisis, the armed conflicts around the world, or even the role played by militias, drug cartels, or Islamist groups have a very negative impact on press freedom this year.
Delphine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Delphine Algan, U.S. Director of Reporters Without Borders.